Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody kill me!
Simple Facts of Life Radio, where every week at this time we try to expose the enemies of personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability. I am, as always, your host, the Chief, coming to you from a hidden bunker somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. If you would like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Now, I don't know, I hope I don't sound too rambly today because, well, I had things I wanted to talk about and, you know, I didn't even get the show scheduled until about an hour ago. I usually try to get it at least a couple hours before showtime. I have all my notes ready. I'm a little more, not so much today, and I always try to be prepared whenever I come on here. And, well, actually, I've got quite a bit of notes. So there were things I wanted to talk about, but a few things came up over the last last few days, and so maybe I'll get to my Orwellian dystopian thing that I wanted to talk about some other time. But today I wanted to start out with something that, in a sane world, should be kind of a minor story, not exactly a non-story, but not a big deal, except me being me, I just cannot ignore this. The story is, of course, I didn't start yet. What happened is, Maxwell, I have no idea how to pronounce the name. Maybe heretofore I'll just refer to her as Max. Well, Max, she was an associate of Jeffrey Epstein, maybe more accurately described as a partner in crime. She was instrumental in getting some of the underage girls that Jeffrey and his buddies like to diddle with. And so, well, that's who she was, or is. And, she was arrested last week in New Hampshire. Now, this to me raises several interesting questions. First off, what was she doing in New Hampshire or anywhere in the United States? We have been hearing for months that they were looking for her. I mean, did she want to be caught? Did she think she could lay low forever? I mean, the woman, as I understand it, has lots of money. She could be anywhere in the world. Is this a case of where no place that's not a third world hellhole was willing to take her? I don't know. But nonetheless, she has been arrested and charged with various things. And what we find most interesting is she has been taken from New Hampshire and transferred to New York City. Now, some people were saying as late as yesterday that she was taken to the same place where Jeffrey Epstein was being held and met his demise. No, he didn't kill himself. But actually, we find out Epstein was held in some place in Manhattan. Max is being held, last I heard, in a different facility in Brooklyn. Now, the facility in Brooklyn does not want a repeat of what happened at the facility in Manhattan. So they have instituted all kinds of safeguards, and she will be watched, and special people, and this and that. Okay. It is said that, I don't know, maybe she didn't mind being caught, because it's been said that she has got the goods. See, Epstein had taken out, shall we say, an insurance policy. Basically, he videoed everybody that was with every girl, and rumor has it that Max has all of this stuff. Yeah. So maybe she's can make a deal. Well, I guess that depends on who's on the videos now, doesn't it? Yeah, people may, she may get a pretty sweet deal, you know, a week and a half in some white-collar prison, and she's done if she turns over the stuff. I don't know. But depending on, yeah, who's there, I'll say hi to New Orleans Wake Up in the chat room. He said what we all are thinking, somebody may bump her off. Because one name that has been around for months as being on the videos is a guy by the name of Prince Andrew. Now, you may or may not know much about Prince Andrew. Well, okay, he is the Duke of York. It seems like the Queen, had, a few months back when all this started to come out, sort of asked him to retire from his royal duties. But a few decades ago, he was actually, I believe, second in line to the British crown after his older brother, the Prince of Wales. Now, okay, sure. Doesn't really matter, I think, what the line of succession to the British throne is, because, I don't know, somehow I get the feeling that the Queen is not going to kick off anytime soon. I think that probably, you know, after humanity has become extinct and the cockroaches have become the dominant species in the world, probably the last human to survive will be the Queen. And, of course, Keith Richards. It's another guy who just doesn't know how to die. But, okay. Still, the Queen and the British crown and all, they want to protect the royal family name, so to speak. They don't want any of this to come out. So if I were Max, you know, I would not accept any visits from anybody named Bond, James Bond, License to Kill. Yeah. I mean, seriously, any life insurance people listening, would you underwrite a policy, a life insurance policy on Max right now? No. A lot of people don't give her much chance for long-term survival. Yes, get the Arkansas suicide treatment? No, I don't think so. Because, you see, that's been done. Even that, you know, another suicide is just too hard to believe. I think they got to do something a little more creative. Can you make it look like an accident? I mean, with all these people that are supposed to be guarding her, it'd be a little hard to explain if somebody, you know, stuck a shiv in her or something. But, yeah, how about an accident? So, here's my prediction. Yeah, she's going to be, there'll be pictures of her laying in a, on her back in a pool of blood, you know, with the back of her head kind of broken open, but, you know, there'll be blood because, see, she slipped and fell. That's what happened. Yeah, that's what cracked her skull. You know, them prison floors, like hard concrete. And, yeah, and look. Look, right next to her, on the floor, there's a banana peel. And they found traces of banana peel residue on her shoe. So, yeah, she slipped and fell. That's what happened. I mean, how hard would it be to explain that there happened to be a banana peel just on the floor of the prison and she just happened to step on it? Yeah, no problem. Depending on who's, if there's any journalist name, you know, videos on the, they'll buy that. No further explanation needed. But, yeah, I don't know how long she's going to last. Yeah, so, I mean, the joke I had been, as soon as I heard this, the joke I had been making in various places was, hey, I'm taking pre-orders on my stock of Ghislaine Maxwell didn't kill herself, you know, paraphernalia, stuff like that. Because, yeah, when she dies, that's going to be the thing. So there it is. Now, I take my simple facts of life pretty seriously, so I can't say her imminent demise is a simple fact of life, but wow. Now, yeah, I hope she has her affairs in order because, yeah. But okay, I rambled on about that for way too long because, like I said, I had some stuff I wanted to, you know, I usually start thinking about what I want to say on the show, like almost immediately after I get off the air, I start thinking a week in advance, and I had some stuff, but I saw something last night, and it got to me. It was an article in American Spectator, and it was shared by a friend of mine, an old friend of the show. I kind of hoped to get him on here, but this guy, he has an interesting take on things, but he's hard to get a hold of because he's an American who has lived in Japan for the last 30 years. So he has a rather unique ability to look at things from the inside as an American, but from the outside as a as someone who lives in a completely different culture. But when I saw this article that he shared and read his comments on it, I sort of had an enlightenment, kind of a road to Damascus kind of moment. So I wanted to share this. This article was posted yesterday in American Spectator. It was written by E.H. Buckley. I don't know anything about him or her, but or Z, whatever. He's talking about the riots and what's going on, and you regard it as like a bottomless pit. Now that I think about it, I probably should have put a link to this article in the show notes. Didn't think about it. But we're seeing, all of what's going on between the riots after George Floyd, and this morphed to the whole canceling of American history and the monuments and all that. And there's something going on here. I mean, what's the real deal about everything? And what I've heard, I read in some other places, all of this, what's going on is, they're essentially campaign rallies for Joe Biden or whoever. Because I am still not convinced that Biden is going to be the nominee, that he's not just kind of a placeholder. But nonetheless, he's put out there because he is supposedly a moderate, but he's not acting too moderate. He doesn't spout all of the appropriate or the same language as the far left, but he doesn't denounce it either. So here's what the article is about, but I have to go to what I got from my friend in Japan, because he posted it and he made some comments. A comment he made when posted, it says something from the article. Here's the money quote. The threat that will never be stated clearly, at least by the elite power brokers, clear nonetheless. Then he quotes the article. We're in the middle of a chicken game where the left tells us they'll let this go on as long as Trump is president. The liberal media will ignore the riots. The liberal mayors will tell the local police to stand down. The liberal prosecutors will promptly release anyone arrested. Try to defend yourself, and you'll find yourself prosecuted. The message is this is what you'll get, America, if you re-elect Trump. Elect our guy, and the madness will stop. Pronto. And that's the end of the quote. So, and then my friend put on, so that's the choice. Surrender to the leftist mob and the violence blackmail, or be ready to fight the same level of intensity the left is willing to employ. It is precisely the tack the Nazi brown shirts used to cow the population into accepting Hitler, even though committed Nazis were a mere fraction of the total German population. And that's what my friend said, and I thought that was good, but here's what here's what he said that really got to me, because in the comments in his article, somebody made a comment that I think they really overplayed this. And of course, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of backlash on our side, but yes, but yeah. New Orleans wake up. He is echoing this, and he's from the left. Yeah. I really believe all this will stop once Trump is no longer in office. We will be back to some normalcy. Now, that's exactly the point I'm trying to make here, because when the comment that they've overplayed this, here's what my friend from Japan replied. It's quite possible they have, but based on the unwillingness of the conservative side to push back aggressively, I can see why they think it's a good strategy, or maybe the only thing they have that might work. I'd like to think that the vast majority of the country can see the implicit blackmail and are willing to stand up to the thugs, but without some demonstration that the right is going to grow a spine anytime soon, I could very well be wrong. And now here's what he said that really, you know, enlightened me. Back to quoting what my friend said. Remember, the leftists are not targeting Trump supporters per se. The violence and chaos is aimed squarely at the middle of the road undecideds who do not follow politics, do not really care who is president, but who want the quiet streets and order. If they are convinced that a vote for Trump is a vote for more chaos, they could very well vote the other way just to get peace and quiet. It would be a stupid thing to do, but the old saying that nobody ever went broke betting on the stupidity of the American public does come to mind. Okay, that's what he said, and that's what really got to me. The left is having all of these riot and, you know, flooding the news with it, but it's not, you know, the people on the far left, they don't need to see this. They're not going to vote for Trump anyway. Trump has lots of many, many millions of supporters who don't care about the riots, who, from my perspective, from most of our perspective on this side, see right through it, don't care about the riots. We're probably going to, you know, unless something strange happens, probably vote to reelect Trump. But there are a lot of people who only watch the news to find out what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. Maybe, you know, back in the days when we had professional sports, wanted to check the scores, see, you know, things like that. They didn't care about politics. They don't really care. But they are inundated with all these videos of the riots and hearing about this. And the point, and that's the whole thing. They don't care about the politics. They don't follow it. But they're probably going to vote. Now, our friend Tim Tapp, who will be coming up in about 35 minutes here on Blog Talk Radio, he does a humorous thing called Voter Apathy Project. If you don't pay attention, maybe you shouldn't vote. It's good stuff. But here's the thing. People of my age, at least, and I think it's been going on, we were always told, it's your responsibility to vote. Doesn't matter who you vote for, vote. You have to vote. And the Democrats, they are trying to make it as easy as possible for everyone to vote. The, you know, vote by mail, they want the apathetic voters, the apathetic people to vote so that the people who don't care who's president, they just want it to stop. And the message is, if you vote for Trump, you are voting for four more years of unrest, of riots, of destruction. Vote for Biden or whoever. Vote for whoever they come up with, and everything will be peace and quiet. Because for the establishment politicians who, simple fact of life, only care about themselves, their power, their prestige, their graft, and I'm talking about Democrats and Republicans, they don't like Trump. They don't care about his policies. They don't care about his personality. The only thing they care about when it comes to Trump is the fact they cannot buy him. And that they can't have, because somebody who can't be bought is a threat to them. And so they will hold the country hostage. And that was the basic premise of the American Spectator. The title of the article was America Held Hostage. They will hold us hostage with the threats of riots, unrest, destruction, cancel culture, everything, until we get rid of Trump. And then everything, you know, will be back to normal, and the minorities will be put back down in their place because nobody cares about it. Black Lives Matter is being used. It's not about black lives. The anti-fascists, well, if they ever got their way, I've said before, they'll be the first ones lined up against the wall and shot, because disgruntled true believers are a threat to the establishment more than anybody else. But, okay, and I have rambled on for all this time, so I'd like to, New Orleans Wake Up for his comments. Yeah, you know, he says that people agree that Trump has to go. A lot of people don't. If I'd have had more time, I'd have gotten to an article. Kurt Schlichter wrote a really good article yesterday about the silent majority. But I didn't have time to get to that. But, okay, we have Tap Into the Truth is coming up in 31 minutes from now. And, hi, Tim Tapp is here. See you there. Crazy Cajun is here. New Orleans Wake Up. So thank you, people, for joining me. And I guess maybe I'll just come back next week with more simple facts of life. Till then.